You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. One of the finest people to ever grace this here music universe, the jazz world and earth as we know it. That was composer, conductor, multi-instrumentalist, and author and cool cat David Amram with the song Dixie in New York from Isn't It Delicious, off the CD David Amram's Classic American Film Scores 1956 to 2010 to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz. So his integration of jazz as a French horn cat has led him down so many cool paths. He's worked with cats like Dizzy Gillespie, Lionel Hampton, Willie Nelson, Langston Hughes, Charles Mingus, Pepper Adams, LaVon Helm, Betty Carter, Jack Kerouac, and in the early 50s, he was told to go forth with his vision of the world by mentors Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, Aaron Copland, and even visual artists like Jackson Pollock and William de Kooning. How do you deny those guys?
I don't know that you can. I'm not going to walk around with a resume like that.
That's divine inspiration right there. Divine artistic inspiration. So for over 50 years, David has been a force in the world of music and culture. And during an interview with him several years ago, one that still resonates well, have a listen to him talk about jazz.
Still produce some of the greatest music now in the year 2015. We can all be the recipients of all that beauty. So as a recipient of that beauty myself as a teenager and as a kid growing up, now that I'm 84, my gig is to try to share a fraction of that spirit and that beauty and that yay-saying, positive, creative, great energy and devotion to music on its highest level that jazz personifies.
So as of late, David has become a hero of the International Folk Festival here in Kansas City, Missouri. And he just continues to compose music while traveling the world as a conductor, soloist, band leader, visiting scholar, a narrator in five languages, and so many others. He is a master storyteller. I caught him during a February 2018 gig that he had in Olathe, Kansas at the public library. He talked about his life of music, and he performed with the KC duo Victor and Penny. Have a listen to his skills still going strong. Man, it's always great to have David on the show. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has given rise to legends like Charlie Parker and the lore of late-night jam sessions led by the great Count Basie right here in Kansas City, Missouri, all ready to give you that jazz thing. So I really dig the spirit, vigor, and music of David, and we are fortunate to have gotten to know him as a legend here in Kansas City better. So with that, we need one more, and from 1971 with the tune Waltz from After the Fall off the CD No More Walls, this is David Amram.
David Amram, I hope that you will tell your friends to join you in listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed. Thank you.
That was French jazz violinist Stéphane Grappelli with the 1971 tune You Were Only Passing By from the LP Afternoon in Paris. And he knew a lot about those afternoons. So he was one of the original founders of the Hot Club de France with guitarist Django Reinhardt in 1934 and will always be known as the grandfather of jazz violinists. This cat never stopped. He played consistently into his 80s and never slowed down. Man, I like this guy. Pianist, composer, arranger, and teacher of jazz improvisation. This is the great Lenny Tristano here in 1952 live in Toronto with the tune Lenny's Pennies. As this hour of jazz drums right on here on Neon Jazz.
I'm gonna go get some more. My name is Kevin Sun. I'm a saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, and writer based in Brooklyn, New York. I'm releasing a new album entitled Trio. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I'm gonna go get some more.
That was Brooklyn-based saxophonist, composer, blogger, and cool cat Kevin Sun with the 2017 tune, wait for it, Trans Accidentation.
Is that a diagnosis?
That is a condition, and it's a cure, I think, at the same time, off his latest CD called Trio. So he used to live in Boston, where he cut his proverbial teeth at Wally's Jazz Cafe and the Beat Hotel. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about how he leaned towards jazz.
I don't know. It's hard to say if it was a natural fit. I definitely know I just gravitated toward it. It was sort of like a compulsion. You know, once I listened, you know, once I basically just got hooked. You know, I just love the sound. And then, you know, at the more you do it, the more discipline and freedom you find, you know, as your study of it deepens.
So Kevin is a Harvard graduate, and he has gone on to share the stage with a lot of people, playing with the likes of Vijay Iyer, James Moody, Kenny Burrell, and many others. And he is an active contributor to Jazz Speaks, the official blog of the Jazz Gallery, a not-for-profit jazz cultural center in New York City. He's always a champion for the jazz arts. One of those very early influences on Kevin was the dynamic combo of Goetz and Gilberto, and the duo that brought the world bossa nova. Here's the tune La Guia, as this hip collection of jazz carries on right here on Neon Jazz.
Goetz and Gilberto.
That's right.
As bobagens de amor que outro vai te dizer. Saí com você de mãos dadas na tarde serena, um chope gelado num bar de Ipanema, andar pela praia. Diria casar com você. Fatalmente eu iria sofrer tanta dor pra no fim te perder. saí com você de mãos dadas na tarde serena, um chope gelado, um bar de Ipanema, andar pela praia até o Leblon. Eu nunca me apaixonei, eu jamais poderia casar com você. Fatalmente eu iria sofrer tanta dor pra no fim te perder. Oh, Lígia, Lígia.
Hello, this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
That was the world-class, yet Kansas City-based jazz guitarist Danny Embry with the 2018 tune Leonard off his latest CD. It's a great one. Dew's Blues. You should pick it up. His life as an arranger, composer, and producer has taken him all over the place, literally. He has toured and performed during the 1980s with Sergio Mendes and Claire Fisher's Latin Band. He has also played for King Hussein and Jordan and the Reagans in the East Room of the White House. He's been on the Merv Griffin Show, the Johnny Carson Show, and many others in between. He left Kansas City for some time, and since he came back, he has recorded and toured with many people like the Sons of Brazil, Karen Allison, and many other world-class jazz groups. He's always busy in Kansas City. From one of London's leading jazz tenor saxophonists, this is Leo Richardson with his quartet. Man, this guy is good. With the 2017 song, Blues for Joe. Is he playing for me? I don't know.
I was going to say, by request?
That's right. Okay. Off the CD, The Chase. Maybe he knows. I like him. This is the CD, The Chase, as this jazz chase continues on down the road. We'll be right back. with that, the final shout from the jazz mountaintop is going to be Tommy Davis with the tune, a theme of this hour, Ping Pong.
Oh, yeah.
As we ready to say goodbye, and it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that can play a mean table tennis match, Ping Pong. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I'm actually not too bad at it myself. Hasn't played in a while.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, but just find room in my garage to set it up to table.
Is that weird?
Yep, okay. Very good.
All right. I like it. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We are always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.